USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Congressional leaders reached a bipartisan deal early Wednesday, providing $13.6 billion to help Ukraine and European allies, plus billions more to battle the pandemic as part of a $1.5 trillion measure financing federal agencies for the rest of the year. President Biden requested $10 billion for military, humanitarian, and economic aid last week, and with Democrats and Republicans backing so strong on the issues, the figure grew to $13.6 billion in just a few days. Vladimir Putin's blitzkrieg to seize Ukraine's capital in the first days of the Russian invasion has been a complete failure, thrown off by a fierce Ukrainian resistance, poor planning, and a series of profound miscalculations. John Kirby from the Pentagon Lectern.
They are having fuel problems. They are having food problems. They are meeting a very stiff and determined Ukrainian resistance.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Many Americans believe the United States government and some state leaders went way too far with their emergency powers during the pandemic. One restaurant owner went to jail for defying the imposed guidelines in her area. She'll be featured in a documentary.
Holland, Michigan restaurant owner Marlena Pavlos Hackney, who went to jail for refusing to follow state COVID-19 guidelines, will now be the focus of a documentary. Pavlos Hackney kept her restaurant, Marlena's Bistro, open during the height of the pandemic because she did not agree with the restrictions. Her restaurant was eventually shut down, and she spent several nights in jail for violating those orders. Eventually, the restaurant was allowed to reopen 6 months later. Stand with Marlena will be released on March 18th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Researchers at Yale have identified the earliest known relative of octopus and vampire squid and named it after President Biden. The S. bideni had 10 arms and lived 328 million years ago. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOBITE.com.
As gas prices will be getting more expensive since dropping Russia as a supplier, former National Intelligence Director Rick Grenell on Newsmax says the United States must be able to supply itself with oil rather than depending on places such as Venezuela, Iran, or Russia to power America's energy needs.
Well, look, I think the reality is when you're looking at supply, we need to be able to supply it ourselves. We don't need to go to Venezuela or Iran, as there are some discussions now, or Russia. We have the ability to be dominant, as President Trump says, when it comes to energy exports. We can provide it for ourselves and export it to others. We're not able to do that because of the Biden administration. They stopped production. They stopped the supply. And now we hear reports that they're trying to go to Venezuela and others. My question is why are the environmentalists in America so concerned about dirty oil here, but not dirty oil from Venezuela, Russia, or Iran?
The Florida Department of Health released new guidelines Tuesday that says healthy children between the ages of 5 and 17 do not need to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA said based on current available data, healthy children ages 5 to 17 may not benefit from receiving the current available COVID-19 vaccine. The department recommends that children with underlying conditions are the best candidates for the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.